Well, coming up this weekend, Aviation Days at the Saskatchewan Aviation Museum, Saturday and Sunday. And I'm so pleased to be joined here in studio with Shelley Jensen and Jim Jelinski with the Saskatchewan Aviation Museum. Both of you, so great to have you along with us today. What can you tell us about this weekend?
Yeah, so again, the Tiger Moth is going to be flying both Saturday and Sunday, so people can come and purchase a ride in it. We are also going to have a couple other aircraft there that people can have a look at and wander through. We're going to have the RCAF are bringing their navigation aircraft from Winnipeg. It's basically a converted Dash 8 called the Gonzo. We have the water bomber Northern Air Division from Northern Saskatchewan coming. We're going to have the RCMP Pilatus there. People can get inside that aircraft, wander around. Rise Air is going to open a couple of their passenger aircraft up. We'll have civilian airplanes there that people can talk to the owners and the pilots who fly those aircraft. So lots to look at.
And the RCAF, they're going to be bringing in a Dash 8 and our water bombers. But in conjunction with that, they're going to be bringing in a couple of helicopters as well. For those a little longer in the tooth, we've got some very antique aircraft from the 40s, which were trainers in World War II. One plane that I really enjoy is the UH-1 Iroquois, known better as the Huey helicopter from the Vietnam War era. So some of those are really neat planes that you don't get to see all that often.
Exactly. And like you said, there's also something there that'll kind of appease to everyone, whether, you know, little kids always love looking at, you know, big pieces of equipment or even at planes there. Now, going on Saturday and Sunday, is there anything different between the 2 days, or is it pretty much going to be the same for both?
Pretty much the same for both, with the exception on Saturday, we're going to start the morning off with a bit of a program, but everything else will be running the same. One thing about the Aviation Weekend, it's a family deal. We've got something for all ages. If you're bringing in very young children, we've got face painting. We've got a bouncy castle. We've got some simulators that the kids can crawl through and play and learn to fly in our simulators. For like I say, for the more senior group, there's just a lot of historical planes from trainers from World War II and everything in between.
Also on both Saturday and Sunday morning around 10:30, we're going to have a kind of a little bit of a flyby. There's our Tiger Moth, and then there's two other aircraft, and they'll just kind of fly over top of the crowd. We also have on both Saturday and Sunday, again at 1 o'clock, we have our Tracker aircraft, which used to be a fire attack aircraft based in Prince Albert and La Ronge. We're going to start that airplane up. So it's a couple thousand horsepower, makes lots of noise and smoke. People are going to be able to see it run, and they'll be able to hear the sound, which sound seems to always intrigue people.
This year, we want to acknowledge our veterans and our Armed Forces personnel to that end. That's why we have that flyover. The other part is that we're not charging those people to come and see the museum in honor of what they've given back to the community.
We're going to have a pancake breakfast. It's basically being sponsored by Air Ambulance. They're putting it on. It's in cooperation with raising money for MS. It starts at 9. It's on till 11. The gates open at 8:30 both days, and we're also going to be selling hamburgers and concession things from basically 11 to 2 both days.
Along with aircraft, the airport's going to have their fire truck there as well, which, again, the kids love. And we're going to have a bunch of antique cars and antique motorcycles making their appearance as well.
Well, it sounds like 2 days, and you guys have it packed from start to finish. And sounds like such a fun event. You're getting me excited right now. Now, more importantly, for people that are wanting to go down there, whether they want to take in Saturday or Sunday, how much does it cost to get in, or do they need to buy tickets in advance? And if so, where can they go and find those tickets?
Yeah, so tickets can be purchased online. You can go to our website. And we also have a link at Facebook with Saskatchewan Aviation, or they can get tickets at the door.
Shelley and Jim, it was so good to have you guys here in studio today. Like I said, 2 days and packed from top to bottom. It sounds like it's going to be a very, very exciting weekend. Wishing you all the best.
Hey, thank you so much.